Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Monday, March 13th, 2017. And we're here to talk about everything that affects you, the markets, your money, all points in between. We will do the markets. Trump land. Politics, Washington, and your money now more than ever. We'll have movers of the day, news of the day, whatever else today. Thanks for being with us today. If you do not get the show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really, just be nice. You can read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. We appreciate you being here, ladies and gentlemen. Today, every now and then, we pre-tape the show. We're in the final hour of the market today. Unfortunately, the best way I can put it, my second mom passed away. And I will be heading to South Florida for the funeral tomorrow. Diane Unger, wife of Dr. Hugh Unger, mother of Jeffrey, Adrian, and Richie Unger passed away. 9 years battle with cancer. Kicked its arse several times. But, you know, it is an absolute beast. One of the most wonderful women you will meet. She started the Candy Stripers Nurses down in South Florida many years ago. She was a nurse also. But one of the people that made an impact on my life. You know, you walk in a room and how do I put this? Lights up a room. How about makes you feel important, makes you feel good at all times? That was Diane Unger. And the Lord works in mysterious ways, as they say. But she's in definitively a better place. And everyone's going to miss her. And I suspect there is going to be a gargantuan turnout tomorrow, as I know how many lives that this woman affected, and I don't have many words, and we'll just leave it at that. So we'll be driving down the turnpike in about 45 minutes down to South Florida. All right, so we'll get to the markets in a few. By the way, the market wrap would be brought to you by investment-models.com. That is Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out, investment-models.com. And we'll walk you through the final. Right now, as I speak, it's 3:07 p.m., so I don't think we'll have this to the close, but we'll get close. The Dow is down 25, S&P's flat, NASDAQ's up 11, NASDAQ 100's up 5, the semiconductor's up 6, transport's down 40, advanced decline 16.12 on New York, 17.11 on the NASDAQ, new highs picking up a smidge, still a lot of new lows out there. In the Dow today, Chevron's down a stick and nothing else has moved a dollar. Excuse me, IBM's down more than a dollar. Remember we told you we thought IBM had topped out on that big volume day Thursday? We're still in that camp. When you are, you know, drifting higher and then you stop going up and then you just break below resistance on a big increase in volume, it's usually a near-term top, and we'll see how it plays out. What else we're seeing today? Not a lot. It's kind of sort of quiet, but a few names I'm going to get into in a little bit are sticking out. But in Trump land, the Congressional Bullcrap Office is going to come out. They do this thing called scoring. We're going to score the Trump health care plan, and this is what we think's going to happen, this, that, and the other thing. Now, let me be clear. We have no agenda or motive or bias on this because we don't like the Trump health plan. Just letting you know. Our biggest problem with the Obamacare was what we call the mandate, the forcing of people to do something by, oh, here's the deal. If you do not buy health care, oh, we're just going to fine you, and you're going to pay a fine to the IRS. And what it turned out was that the morons who did the fining didn't fine people enough. In other words, it was easier to pay the fine and cheaper to pay the fine than buy insurance that you didn't need. And as I said to you, this guy Ezekiel Manuel, one of the architects, was on TV saying, oh, we can fix Obamacare. We could just force you to pay a bigger fine. And that will go towards all the people that are getting things free, the subsidies and all that. Well, guess what Trump Care does? If you do not get insurance for 2 months, the insurance companies can ding you for like 30% on it. It's just weird, all that stuff. Now, the good news about Trump Care is they get rid of the BS taxes. And as usual, by the way, the taxes were on people who made a certain amount of money. And as usual, the socialists on the left saying it's a tax cut for the rich. But it's not, because Obama raised the taxes on the rich, and all Trump Care is doing is backing away. That, just remember how socialists work. They come after you in a big way. They jump all over you in a big way. They take your money in a big way. And when somebody comes to the rescue and says, no, no, we're giving you your money back, the socialists do the old BS. Oh, the Republicans are for the rich and not for the poor. They're for the wealthy and not for the poor. They hate children and they hate the aged and all that. It's BS. Just so you know, all it is rolling back what Obama did, which he shouldn't have done in the first place. But my big problem again is there's a mandate in there. And here's the other problem. Just know what socialists do. They get the masses used to getting free stuff. And once you take away the free stuff, you're the bad guy, and the socialists deem you the bad guy, and that's how they try to win votes. But there's nothing free. Just remember, somebody's paying. It always comes out of the economy. It always comes out of somebody. And if you haven't noticed by now, all these government programs are terrible. You do realize Social Security is a terrible program. They try to tell you it's such a good – it's terrible. All you people that had money taken out of your paycheck to get back at your retirement, they stole your money. You're getting your money from people that are working today. And I have news for you. If many years ago when they were taking the money out, if that money was just put in an account and you didn't even buy the stock market, you bought the 10-year treasury backed by the full faith and credit of the government, you'd first, A, have control of your money now, not getting it from the government, and the other part of the equation is it'd be a lot more money than you'd be getting. But no, that's what we mean by government control. That's what socialists do. They want control of you, and they lie to you about it. You need them. Look at this. And you know what they tell you? With Social Security, at least, it is something that it's a program, and you're in. Like you can't do it yourself because you're stupid and you're a dummy and they're smarter. But they're not. They're crooks. They're crooked. They stole all the money. Remember years ago they told you there's a lockbox and that's where your Social Security that came out of your paycheck is? No, they stole it all and spent it all. It's all now IOUs. That's all it is. And the reason why you can never change Social Security now because they put it in a way where you get paid by today's workers. So if they stop that now, it goes bust quick. They're thieves. They're cheats. They're criminals. They really are. They're criminals. They lied to you. And then Medicare and Medicaid. Einstein and Stephen Hawking couldn't figure out what the hell's going on through Medicare and Medicaid. Up next, more on this. Lots more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Again, we are pre-taping the show. In the last hour of the market, Dow was down 16, S&P's flat, NASDAQ's up 14, the SOX is up 6, semiconductors remain strong, NASDAQ 100 up 8, transport's down about 37, but not a bad day. I think it's an okay day. The market's kind of sitting tight in here, but I like the action's not bad. I don't have I'm really not complaining about much. At this juncture, financials are sitting right now. Semiconductors are strong. One buyout today, Mobileye, MBLY, being bought out by Intel. And for cash, that's not so bad. But I want to go back to what I was saying to you about the government and stuff. And this is everything to do with you and your money. So the Social Security, this confusing blob. And just so you know, go look back. Google these words, the history of Social Security. Go look back. It started off with a little bit of money coming out to be put in. Then it was added and added and added. Then it got then the amount that got taxed kept going higher and higher and higher and higher. To now, where the socialists say we should tax your Social Security infinite. You know, it's up to like 100 and something now. They want to tax you to $1 zillion just so they can have a lot more of everybody's money. Don't fall for it, you liberals out there. Don't fall for it. You liberals are smarter than these idiots. You liberals are smarter than these bureaucrats. You can do better with your money than these people. They cheated you out of it. And, of course, they set up this big Social Security administration. You know how many bureaucrats are there? Zillions and zillions. You know Trump and his budgets are trying to cut a ton of people out of these different departments, and Washington's going nuts and the media's going nuts. Why would they go nuts? If you had a business that had 200 employees, but you only needed 150. What are you doing? You're knocking off 50. Why? There's a bottom line. But they don't have a bottom line in Washington. Everything's taxpayer paid for. So they don't care. They don't care. And as I've been telling for years, why do you think they have 75,000 pages of tax code? Because they just want to grow government. Just think about it. Paying taxes. Look, you make 100 grand. Let's say you make 100 grand last year, you and your wife. Why do you have to go through 50 hours of tax compliance? Why does it have to cost you a couple of grand to go to an accountant? Why can't it just be, oh, you made 100 grand. Oh, you gave 1,500 to charity. So good. That comes off the top, 98.5. Oh, you have mortgage interest of 1,800. That comes off the top. Oh, you have two kids. There's a child deduction. Boom. And you're done. And there's your tax rate. Boom, pay it. Done. No. They've got to have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, P, Q, R, S, D, U, write this off, write that off, add this on, blah, blah, blah. You know why? Because they want to grow the blob. They don't care about you. I know the accountants aren't going to be happy with me, but they'll still make a living. And then regulations. What did they do there? What did they do there? Where did we get to the point where they tell us how much salt we have to eat, but we can smoke what marijuana? These people are insane. how anybody could. I saw a bumper sticker, Bernie Sanders, the other day. I'm thinking to myself, this person's driving the car, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, this person knows how to start the car and get in the car. Why would they vote for Bernie Sanders? Think about it. A person that knows how to start a car and drives a car is 10 times smarter than Bernie Sanders. But they would vote for him? Bernie Sanders told people, I want to tax the middle class more, but don't worry, you'll get more in return. Really? From who? What is a guy that has never worked in his life, never signed a paycheck, never hired or fired anybody? What does he know about life? He's been living off us, the taxpayer, since day one. He's a con man. But everybody's got their head in the sand, and they think these people are going to change their lives. I got news for you. Donald Trump ain't changing your life. Hillary Clinton wouldn't have changed your life. Barack Obama didn't change your life. Wait a minute. Hold on, people. Wait a minute. I got some welfare. This, that, and that. Terrific. I'm happy for this. Should be welfare. But it should not be advertised for, and it should not be your end-all, be-all. It should be like a train station. It's a stop to the point where you're working and you get off. But Obama, what does he do? He advertised for you guys to get on welfare, and he wanted to keep you on welfare. Stay on. Vote for us. Come on. Stay on. Just keep voting for us. That doesn't do anything for anybody. So whether you're right on the left, they don't do anything for you. My latest one I heard, Donald Trump is going to destroy the environment. Oh, how's he going to do that? Have you guys been outside lately anywhere in this country? It's fantastic. It's beautiful. You ever been to the Grand Canyon? It's marvelous. Go to Utah. It's great. Go to the top of mountains in Aspen. It's gorgeous. Now, guess what? In the cities, industrialization, yeah. So fix that. They did it in Los Angeles. They used to have big smog. Terrific. But don't buy into the BS. I'm a bigger environmentalist than Leonardo DiCaprio and all these yutzes that tell you what you have to do, and then they get on their private jet to get on their yacht. They're not. They're hypocrites. So stop. All you people on the left that buy into it, they don't care about you. You're a vote. You are so much smarter than these people. You are so much better with your money than they are. You think Nancy Pelosi can spend your money? You think Donald Trump can spend your money better than you? But they have you convinced they can do a better job. They can't. They suck. Why would you put your allegiance, why would you put your faith in people that created $20 trillion of our debt? No, seriously. Why would you put your faith in people that blatantly lied to you about the healthcare system, what they're going to do? It's in video. They told you they lied. I don't understand. Come on, guys, ladies, get a brain. It's not hard. It's easy. And I say this telling you, I don't like Donald Trump's Trump care. I don't like him threatening companies. I don't like how he handled this ban, which I think is meaningless. There's a lot of things. I'm not in the tank for anybody. Of course, the Trumpsters are now going to email me cursing me out, but I don't care. I'm Mr. Logic. And life is very simple. Work hard. Earn a living. Enjoy your life. Up next, we'll get deeper in the market, because I got lots to say, as we are in the last hour of the market. I thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You are listening to
America is Talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. Cinderella Boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I can't wait to listen to this show back. Gosh, do I make sense? Anyway, let's get back. By the way, we are taping this show in the last hour of the markets today. Dow down 27, NASDAQ up 11, NASDAQ 100 up 6. The S&P's down about a half point, whoopee-doo. Advanced decline's not bad. What else? Up-down volume, not bad. But the Dow's like middling here. But Mobileye got bought out today. But good action in growth names. Amazon sets up well. Netflix is setting up well. Priceline, which just gapped up, is edging into new high ground in here. Google's almost a new high ground. Lam Research broke out on Friday, edging up again. Micron looks ready again. It's just pretty decent action out there. Oh, Wynn's Resorts now, big 1 year trading range, a move above 105 to 110. That moves out, better numbers out of Macau, which is just outside of Hong Kong. Good action. There are areas we would continue to stay away from. We've told you about gold, silver, commodities. Commodities are bouncing today, but they were just due to bounce a little bit. Just remember, major trend, not the minor. Like Rio Tinto just dropped from 47 to 39, so it's rallied up to 40 and change today. That's what we mean by a bounce. Retail, just continue to avoid most retail, not all. There are a few names that we mentioned to you, Home Depot, Lowe's just gapped up, and there's a few others. But if you go into the department stores, holy my goodness gracious, what did they do to these department store stocks? We would stay away from energy. There's just no bid there at all. They're in their own bearish phase. Airlines look a little bit toppy in here also. What's been emerging? Housing, but housing got extended last week. So a little pullback today. Biotech has been emerging a little bit. Settled down in here. Not much going on today, which is fine. Financials are just settled down right now, sitting around for the better part now of we'll talk 2-3 weeks. Remember, the financials, about 8-9 days ago when that big 300-point up day gapped up, and that was the day that the market just stopped, and it's now pulling back in. But we call it constructive. There's really no vicious selling in anything. We don't see a lot of stocks breaking support and or moving averages on very big volume. There's been pullbacks in some of these commodity areas, which are bouncing today, Russia, Brazil, and the like. Other areas, bond market. Remember what we did with the bond market with you guys. On February 24th, my exact words, on February 24th, bond market looks like it's trying to complete a near-term bottom. And then, 3 trading days later, we said, nope. Gap down that day, and we've been heading lower since. So that bottom in bonds did not happen at all. The real estate stocks, which were emerging because of the bond market, that day basically topped, and they've been heading down again. Utilities have been coming under pressure again, interest rate sensitive. Other areas skipping around that's been getting a bid, go look at what the rally in, like Clorox. Companies with hardly any growth, Procter & Gamble, Colgate, Kimberly-Clark. These companies have no growth but got bid up strong. Part of it was buyout talk on Unilever, so in sympathy and just playing catch-up, I guess, for some of these names. We're not thrilled with these kind of names out there, but we just want to let you know they've got a pretty darn good bid going for them right now in what we call the consumer staples. The tobacco stocks have had a nice little run over the last 6-7 weeks. No growth, So that's just all valuation growth. And where she stops beats the heck out of me. So there's a bunch of jello moving on the plate right now. And every time the market looks like it's about to get kicked in the teeth, yeah. Now, areas that transport's not acting well here. Below the 50-day, having trouble, you know, bouncing. The Russell 2000 and the small caps, right now it is large caps better than small caps. You can, when you have a chance, go look at a chart of the Russell 2000 and then go look at the NASDAQ 100, which is a big cap tech, internet, and healthcare. Go look at the Russell 2000 versus the S&P and the Dow. So there are certain themes playing out right now that we would stick to, really has not changed. Now, a couple of things. Huge snowstorm tomorrow in New York City. In fact, my son Eric is there, and he was supposed to come home today, canceled. He will not be back until Wednesday. I think they should shut the market for the day, but they're insane money crazy people. They won't shut the market. They'd rather have people have to travel in 14 to 20 inches of snow. But we'll see. Wednesday is the Fed. It is a guarantee. Excuse the word damn, but it goes with guarantee. Guarantee that the Fed raises rates to 0.75%. It is meaningless. And the reason it's meaningless is because Europe is still at 0.5% negative and printing $1 trillion a year. Japan is 0.5% negative, printing $1 trillion a year. God only knows where China is. Other countries doing the same. It is still the easiest monetary policy in history. And even if they followed suit, we're still at 0.75% here, which is a joke. So the one thing I am happy most about is the Fed. Janet Yellen is kind of off the front pages. You know what I think of these people. You know what I think they've created. And of course, they think they're heroes. But I got news for you. You let me print out $20 trillion and keep rates negative, I'll give you a market going up. But I'll also give you potential bubbles. And if you look at valuations at many things, well, we'll find out. We'll find out. We're market people. As long as the market's acting fine, so be it. But we also know what they have done and what they've accomplished. And we also know that they're easy, 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 easy. Still. So that'll be on Wednesday. We got the jobs report on Friday. Trump is taking credit. Obama's taking credit. I couldn't give a crap. Doesn't matter to me. Just remember what presidents do. They take credit and they assign blame. It's throughout history. Can't blame them. They just remember, these people are master marketers. Where I give credit on Trump is I wholeheartedly believe that he has changed the thought process of business owners. And big businesses could not say a bad word about Obama when he was president. The big business people right now are very happy with Trump. If he does what he says he's going to do, and listen to me. And that is, get out of the way of who creates the wealth in this country, and that is the people of this country, not the doofuses in Washington, D.C. By the way, did you notice Nancy Pelosi and a bunch of Democrats and libs come out in the last day saying, oh, we don't even know what's in this health care bill? They signed off on Obamacare and never read it. The nerve of these people. And, of course, the media says nothing. That's why I have so much venom for the media. They could not get away with their BS. if not for the media and their lies and their obfuscations and their non-reporting and their underreporting and their misreporting. That's why I'm Mr. Logic. Earnings season's pretty much done, and we'll just pay attention to markets. Up next, we'll wind it up, the last hour of the market, or close to. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaugh.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaugh. I'm your host. Thanks for being with us today. Again, we are a pre-taping show in the last hour of the market. As I speak, Dow down 23, S&P flat, NASDAQ up 12, NASDAQ 100 up 7, SOX up almost 6, transports down almost 40, 16 to 12 on New York, 17, 11 on the NASDAQ. Good action in the semis and some of the growth names that we talk about in here. Everything else kind of stands still. Volume looks to be like what I would call tepid. We went through all the areas we'd avoid. We went through the areas that still act well. And we also talked about the small caps versus large caps. The place to be is the large caps right now is the small. Not actually doing so well at this juncture. We also just everybody in the Northeast. That's a bad you-know-what storm that's coming there. Just take care of yourself. I'm reading 14 to 20 inches around New York City. Dang. My son's flight back home this afternoon was canceled, and I'm being told that just like it's going to be a dead standstill tomorrow as far as travel up in the Northeast. I got my son a flight back Wednesday morning, fortunately. So just be smart, okay? The you know, all this global warming and climate change is also causing all these cold weather. I love those people. I just love making fun of them. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. And as we mentioned in Trump land, and this is important because the Republicans, a bunch of them, are not signing off on Trump care. A bunch of them, and they're out there in major ways. So it remains to be seen what gets done. I think Trump and his people forgot that there are factions in each party that think a certain way. You have very conservative in the Republicans. You have some moderates in there, and they just don't give it up. They want to be part of the process. So it will be interesting how this baby plays out. And the same goes for the tax cuts. All this talk now about if it's not paid for, which is what I like, which is what absolutely I like. I like things being paid for. You know, we're raising the debt ceiling real soon. It's happenstance now. Oh, we're raising the debt ceiling. Oh, no biggie. We're just going to raise the debt ceiling. Sure enough. We're just going to raise the debt ceiling. Yay. No big deal, right? It's a debt ceiling. Well, it's not a debt ceiling. It's the taxpayer debt ceiling. It's the taxpayer debt ceiling. It's not just anybody's debt. And it's pretty tiresome what these people have done to us. Very tiresome. So I hope you guys are listening. We got to fight back. We really do. We really do. Again, we're in the final hour. It's about 3:40 right now. Dow down 28, NASDAQ up 12. Citrix just went from being down to up 7. Rumors of the company may explore a possible sale. Citrix, I get cold call from them once a week to use their software. I've turned them down 300 times, even though very good company. I just don't need what they were selling. So Mobileye buyout, now Citrix possibility. There was talk on Friday of Insight, INCY buyouts. You know, you get that type of talk after a market moves up. I have been noticing some of those biotechs with no sales showing up on my screens again. Just remember, we started talking about that 2 and 3 years ago, and a bunch of them went down 50 to 90%. If we ever go into a bear market again, I am promising you, I can't use the word guarantee here. I can all but guarantee. Bear markets take the curtains down on companies that have no sales. Speaking of that, a company that does have sales, Snapchat, down another buck today to 21. We hope you listened. We didn't tell you what to do. We just told you at $29, you are buying a company with a $30 billion market valuation with less than $500 million in sales, but more than $500 million in losses and a slowing business. So anybody who bought Snap in the aftermarket is losing money. And if you bought at the high and you have held, you're down about, 29 down to 20? 21, that's 8. That's about 27%. I'm just off the top of my head. So again, very important. Pay attention. Pick your poison. Know what you're getting into. Valuation ultimately matters. Very often in the short run, it does not matter. We get that and we understand that. But always, whenever anything's said and done, normality and the norm will show up on these ridiculously valued stocks. And you see what's happening with Snapchat at this point in time. All right, as we speak, market Dow down 24, S&P flat, NASDAQ down, up 13, NASDAQ 100 up 8, SOX up 6, and good action, no complaints. You have a great evening. Drive careful. I believe Adam will be doing the show tomorrow. When you get home, do like I do, simple procedure. Really make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
This clean edit of Investor's Edge created by Stu Lander. Follow me at twitter.com/STOLANDER.